I don't know. I just think, you know, I was just trying to stick to our team plan, really. And our team plan was to try and build through the middle and have wickets in hand for the last probably 10 to 15 overs. So that was what the plan was, just to try and build a couple of partnerships. And I thought we had a couple of good partnerships through the middle. It would have been nice to maybe, yeah, just kick on a little bit more. But, I mean, I thought Glenn Maxwell came out and played really well, positively. And he sort of helped me a little bit because I was starting to tire. And so I thought that was a very good partnership, thanks to Glenn, really. At the halfway mark, I was reasonably happy with 250. Talking to some of the locals at training yesterday, they thought maybe 240 would be a good score. But I must admit, I was a little bit worried after the first probably few overs when the ball seemed to skid on quite nicely early on in the second innings. And I thought, and I could see a lot of dew on the outfield. And I thought, you know, depending on how we go at the start, it you know, sometimes it can sort of nip around a bit early. But we couldn't, unfortunately, get the early wickets, which would have maybe helped us. But certainly, the ball seemed like it came onto the bat quite nicely in the second half. Oh, he's obviously a world-class bowler. yeah, I think the more you face him, obviously, the more you can read him. It's a lot easier, definitely. But he's bowling with a lot of confidence at the moment. He's obviously had a great year behind him. Yeah, he knows these conditions very well. So it's certainly a good challenge to play against him. We really enjoy it. And we've got to try and play him better because he's certainly the one that's been the difference so far in the two teams. Well, I think just having been there and experienced it is a good start. You know, obviously, I'm sure the boys will recap what's happened, maybe identify some areas we can do better. We did speak at the start of the series about practicing with some wetter balls, so that's something we'd probably need to do more of as well, just to try and you know, get better at it, definitely. but for me personally, I think looking at the third game, I think it's about our recovery now. You know, it was pretty challenging conditions out there. The boys put in a pretty big effort. It didn't go well, but I think we need to put that game behind us. And we need to look positively and come in for one huge effort in the third game, which, you know, we played really well. We fought really well in the first game in Sharjah, so we can take some confidence into that. I do think the batting conditions were pretty good. It was skidding onto the bat quite nicely in the second inning, so I think we just need to sort of put that behind us, come in with a real positive frame of mind and you know, give it a great shake. I think we've got a great chance in the third game. I think it's a fantastic stadium. I really do. It's just amazing looking up at that stand at the end is just phenomenal. It's a pleasure to play. Obviously, there's a lot of Pakistan crowd, so it felt like a home game for Pakistan. It feels like an away game for us. The conditions are quite foreign for us, so you know that sort of makes it feel like an away game as well. But it was, yeah, a fantastic stadium, and I thought the pitch was really good too. I think the conditions are outstanding for cricket. Pretty hot and humid, but other than that, it was fantastic. You know, there's no point complaining about it because it's just what we've been dealt. We've just got to, you know, we know it's there, we know it's hot, but you just got to get on with it and do the best you possibly can. It's the same for both teams. You know, I thought Jamshed, the way he batted, you know, for quite a period of time was a great effort because, you know, I batted out there earlier on in the day and I was certainly struggling by the end of the innings and he was able to extend his innings on further, so I think it's a fantastic effort by him and a couple of their other guys. So pretty much everyone out there, I think, deserves a fair bit of credit because it's pretty tough. Well, it is our plan to get off to a good positive start, but certainly to try and, you know, keep wickets in hand for, you know, our final thrust. That's when we play our best cricket. If we're only one or two down at the 35-40 over mark, we know we're going to be in a great position to really launch for that last sort of 10 or 15 overs. So, but it's such a fine line, you know. That's just the way the game is. You know, you make one mistake, you know, you think Wadey's, if he plays that far inside it and he crushes it for four, and that might be the confidence that he needs just to get himself going again. So I don't think we need to make too many issues of it. As I said, I think we need to sort of, you know, put this game behind us, stay positive, come in with a very good positive frame of mind, and stick to our game plans and just keep trying to execute a little bit better. But, you know, I'm sure they're fine. They're working hard in the nets. They look good in the nets. And it's just a fine line sometimes in this game. So just got to keep trusting our games.